If you know his name, it is perhaps from a ballad sung by Johnny Cash, the story of a famous engineer and a song that made him famous, is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
In the wee hours of the morning of April 30th, 1900, Casey Jones was the engineer of a train traveling toward Vaughan, Mississippi. It struck freight cars still on the main line, but Jones didn't jump from the engine, rather setting the brakes and holding down the whistle to warn everyone in the path. The only life lost was his own.
He was one of over 2,000 men to die in 1900 on the railroads. It was a very dangerous occupation. And he would have been another statistic had it not been for an African-American named Wallace Saunders, who was an engine wiper at the Roundhouse in Canton, Mississippi, and they were friends.
Clark Shaw shares the story from the Casey Jones Home and Railroad Museum in Jackson, Tennessee.
He was lamenting this lost friend, and he was singing this song he would make up as he wiped the engines clean. It was a very catchy tune, and a guy there in the Roundhouse had two brothers in vaudeville. They picked it up, put it in the vaudeville circuit. It became the rage of the vaudeville circuit.
And from there, the popularity further grew.
And then two songwriters in Los Angeles picked it up. They changed the words around, put it in sheet music, and that song went literally around the world and created this legendary American folk hero we know today as Casey Jones, the Ballad of Casey Jones.
Come all you rounders if you want to hear the story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the roller's name on a 6-8 wheel of Boise Road to fame.
He was a fascinating character. He held that whistle cord as long as he could, trying to warn anybody else up ahead. Died a hero's death. We think that's worth honoring in the Casey Jones Home and Railroad Museum today.
Traveling the countryside in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.